Okay, I have, I did quite a bit of digging into this, and for anyone who may not have understood some of the stuff, which I didn't, but the chief was kind enough to explain it. On the printouts that the chief had sent us, we have several different invoices. And on these invoices, it shows cash refund payments, and it shows a credit for those. Initially, I took those credits to be some type of a discount. And because the numbers fluctuated so much between one invoice and the other, that's what made me ask even more questions. And just for everyone's edification, those refund payments that you see on those invoices, that is actually the difference between the cost of the work boots and the 150 cap that is applied there. So someone buys boots for 140 instead of 150, it would show a $10 credit. So all of that was confirmed by the chief earlier today. The other thing that can be confusing, I added up 11 pages of invoices that we have for these boots. That was part of the confusion with the numbers. Some of the numbers weren't making sense at the last meeting. So because we have received this information now, I came up with a total on these 11 pages of 154 boots. But what it shows is there are oftentimes someone has two different items as part of that purchase. So the name is actually listed twice. So the account is correct. These purchases for, as of March 2025, they are correct. And that's just for your information on these invoices. Is there anything else, Director or Chief, that you want to add to this?
Bill Facenti, Chief of Staff to Mayor Percozzi. In addition to the increase in spending authority for 2025, we would like the council to extend the contract an additional 2 years, each year, $22,350. And that number is arrived by taking the total number of potential eligible employees, multiply it by $150. So that's if all 149 employees were to purchase boots in the fiscal year. That's what it would cost.
Okay. So essentially what you're looking for is you're looking for a motion from us to approve $3,442 plus spending authority for 26 and 27 in the amount of total amount of $48,142.
Correct.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next item, under new business. Sir?
That was on making the amendment, correct? The vote you just took was to amend the
item. I didn't interpret it as an amendment. So I interpreted it as their ask was, and, you know, perhaps we need to clarify it better if you'd like, but their ask was to increase their spending authority by $3,442 as item number one, and item number two, to extend this bid for a two-year bid. And the total of those items is $48,142. So tell me what you want me to do.
I may have misunderstood the communication. Chief, is the 612 request is the only thing, so there's no amendment to the item as drafted and presented before us?
Can you just repeat the question, please?
The resolution before us notes that it's a 612 change that you're seeking to increase from 21,420 to 81,190 and extend from 2025 to 2027. I'm just confirming that the PCR, the document in front of us, is accurate to your understanding and to the committee's recommendation.
That's correct. That's correct, Mom.
Okay, thank you.
So, Solicitor, so the total amount that we're approving for this two-year bid, including the increase in 2025, would be 48,142, correct?
This is part of the confusion. The item before me shows 59,770.
All right, hold on one second. Chief, if I remember correctly, I think the information that you sent to us was to increase the original bid because of the change in the contract from $70 a boot to $150 in the third year of the contract. And that year that we're talking about resulted in an additional $3,442. So I think the solicitor is correct with this.
They were asking for more.
You're actually asking for $3,442 more.
But actually less from the original.
Hmm?
The original was 59,770. Now they're down to 48,140. They had dropped that down. Oh, they did drop it down?
Last time. Well, end of day, all we're approving is that.
Yeah. Yep. But I guess the question is originally, last council meeting was for 59,770.
Councilman, you're right. It pains me to say that. The previous dollar amount for FY25 was incorrect. So we're only asking for the $3,442 for FY25. 26 and 27 remains the same. So it is the 48,142.
Right.
So
how do you want to word this?
Chairman, my recommendation would be to make an amendment to PCR 7525, changing the contract award amount. It currently shows 59,770. It would be to reduce that to be the total of 48,142.
Do we need to reflect any of these other numbers in there? The 3442?
No, those would be updated with that amendment.
Okay. So we're looking for a motion on PCR 7525, first with an amendment. What's that reduction?
To amend the contract award from 59,770 to 48,142.
Motion to amend as noted.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Solicitor.
Now we have to vote.
Now we have to vote on
move favorable action
25 as amended.
Move favorable action as amended.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCR 7525 passes. Okay, now we'll go to new business. Item number one, PCO 15-25, an ordinance providing that employee contributions to OPEB trust reduce the city's required contribution. Council President Sinapi on behalf of Mayor Picozzi.
I'll leave it to the administration to explain.
We discussed this at the budget hearings, and you know, the council enacted this long-term plan for OPEB funding. It didn't contemplate that there would be employee contributions. Now, the administration was successful in negotiating employee contributions. In the absence of that, the appropriation would have been about $1.5 million. We expect to collect close to $600,000 from employee contributions this year. This fiscal year, it will be more the following year because it's the phase in up to 2%. So that this just aligns us with what the council appropriated by deducting the over 500,000 employee contributions from what we would have paid. We're going to be paying the same amount into the OPEB trust that we would have contemplated under the ordinance. This just allows us to substitute employee contributions for employer contributions.
So I'm not clear. Just using round numbers, the employees are going to be contributing 2% of their salary to OPEB. That contribution, whatever the number is, will be reduced off the taxpayers' liability.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I remember a couple few years ago, maybe, where, and actually I mentioned this during the budget hearing, where the city had stated that they were going to be contributing $5 million to the OPEB fund. And as a result of that contribution, supposed contribution, I believe that had a pretty strong result in reducing our unfunded liability requirements. So has that $5 million, has that been paid to the OPEB?
Yes, there's $5.3 million in the OPEB trust right now, based upon the earlier contributions that were made and what we've made. I just got the statement today, actually. I grabbed it off Lynn's desk because she gets it. But
so is that a yes, that the $5 million that was discussed as a payment into OPEB, is that a yes that it was made? You told me it's 5.3. Is that 5.3? Yes. That 5.3, is that 5 million part of it?
It includes everything that's been contributed plus investment earnings. I think we've earned over 7%. It's an irrevocable trust. It's held by the Rhode Island Interlocal Trust, an intermediary, which invests the funds. And there's now approximately $5.3 million in the OPEB trust.
So my question is, did the city contribute $5 million into the OPEB trust fund as was discussed last year or the year before?
Yes.
That resulted in our reduction of the way...
Yeah, the answer is yes, but it's a combination of what the city transferred and the investment earnings on top of that.
So it wasn't $5 million?
It was a little bit under $5 million that's been...
What was the investment income?
7.6%. Okay. You know, I don't have the statement in front of me, but it's been done pretty well. It's a balanced fund. It's partly bonds, partly equities.
So it's fair to say that it was not $5 million. It's something less than $5 million, but we're not sure.
$4.7 million, something like that.
Can you check into that for me and send me
What
was contributed of that $5 million commitment that resulted in the reduction that we received in our OPEB liabilities or responsibilities? You know which one I mean.
I understand your question. I'll do the best I can.
Fine. Yes. Thank you. Any other questions from members of the committee on PCO 15-25? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. One thing that confuses me a little bit about this is that when I compare the presentation that Joe Newton of GRS Retirement Consulting provided and the budget, it seems that the pension contributions, those amounts as stated in the budget, that is the proposed budget that the City Council reviewed, passed this last May, the pension contributions all match up to what the city is actually contributing. But with the OPEB, we're proposing to count the employee contributions as a credit to towards the amount that's stated in the budget. And so I want to make sure that I'm understanding this correctly, that as to the pensions, the amount stated in the budget, those are not including the amounts that the employees are contributing directly, correct?
Well, when the actuary comes up with a number for pension contributions, forgetting the OPEB trust, they're also calculating how much the employees are contributing. They never did this on the OPEB trust because we didn't have any authority to collect employee contributions. Now we have such authority through the collective bargaining. So now it's a new number, and this ordinance reflects deducting the employee contribution from what the city would be required to contribute.
Okay, so in the future it would be accounted for in that similar manner, is what I'm understanding?
I would say it's consistent with how the actuary deals with our pension contributions.
Okay, and the adoption of this ordinance, would that do anything to affect the proposed structure going forward that GRS had presented, which would involve the proposal to contribute $7 million, more or less, into OPEB in fiscal year 2027, which largely consists of money that would no longer be contributed by the city into the municipal pension?
Well, let's just, as that's a big number, as you know, for fiscal year 27. And we're borrowing a lot of money to build two high schools. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to tell you that the administration's not going to have some alternative proposal. We've been through in fiscal year 27. 26, this is addresses the issue in fiscal year 26. You also know from previous hearings here that we're going to be getting a big retroactive lump sum payment from the state once the schools are constructed. So there's different options we're considering, but it's going to be a big number next year. And I don't want to tell you that we're absolutely 100% committed to making that contribution in fiscal year 27. It's premature for me to.
Let's stay on topic of the bid, please, not the schools. Okay. Not that I.
Okay. I'll. One moment.
This will meet the pledge that the actuary was. It's just coming from two different sources instead of one source. For fiscal year 26, we're still going to be contributing $1.5 million, which is what the actuary required to meet the ordinance plan. It's just going to be coming from two sources, one city contribution and the employee contributions. And the employee contributions will go up again in fiscal year 27, because then the 2% threshold will have been met for the whole year.
Okay, reviewing the draft of the ordinance, I think I've answered my own question, and any other questions that I have are a little bit beyond the scope of what's been publicly advertised. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Ricks. Any other questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion for first passage on PCO 15-25.
Move favorable action.
Second. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. And it is 6:21, and Finance Committee is adjourned. Thank you.
Next up is the Ordinance Committee. And the Ordinance Committee is in session. First order of business is acceptance of the committee minutes held
meeting from June 2nd, 2025. Do I have a motion?
Move to approve. Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
4-0, favorable action. Okay, first order of business, PCO 14-25, an ordinance amending section 2-16 of the Code of Ordinances to codify the City of Warwick's tax classification provided in the Rhode Island General Laws. This is up for second passage. Any questions or comment from the members of the committee? Seeing none, any questions or comments from the full council? Any questions or comments from the members of the public or from the administration? Seeing none, do I have a motion? Move. Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, second passage is recommended. Second order of business, PCO 6-25, an ordinance to prohibit through trucking on Orchard Avenue. This is docketed by Council President Snappy, up for second passage. I'll defer to Council President. Any questions or comments from you?
Can this be held to the August 18th meeting, please?
Okay, I have a request to hold. Do I have a motion?
Move to hold to August 18th.
Move to hold. Second?
Second.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, PCO 6-25 is held to the meeting August 2nd. And seeing no further business before this committee, we stand...
August 18th, by the way.
August 18th. Strike that, August 18th. Any objection to that correction?
No whatsoever.
Okay, we stand adjourned at 6:24.
Rental committee.
Good evening. Intergovernmental comes to order at 6:25 p.m. First order of business is acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on June 2nd, 2025.
Motion to move favorable action.
All right, thank you. 3-6, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, first up is PCR 1625, resolution amending the rules of the Warwick City Council for the 25-26 term, per request of the sponsor. This will be held until the 7th, if no objection.
No objection.
No objection. Okay.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. And do we have the motion on that? Can I have a motion to recommend?
Motion to hold to July 7th?
7th, yeah, 7th.
7th, 7th.
Okay, 3-6, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. That concludes ordinance. Intergovernmental.
Next up is the Public Properties Land Use Committee and Community Affairs.
The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order at 6:27 p.m. First up, acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on June 2nd, 2025. Do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The one item on the docket, PCR 35-25, resolution supporting the establishment of a Rhode Island War Dog and Police Canine Memorial at Warwick City Park. This is primarily sponsored by Councilman Muto. I believe that every member of the council has signed on as a co-sponsor. Councilman Muto, recommendation?
Thank you. We're recommending positive action on this. Give you a little background. The VFW approached me several months ago looking to do a memorial for war dogs as well as canine officers, and they're asking permission to use public land, but we are supporting the resolution of coming up with a planning group for the VFW to plan and recommend and design and also fundraise to build this memorial at no taxpayer expense.
Thank you. And I believe I heard you state that this would all be done at no expense to the taxpayers.
Exactly.
Seems like a fantastic idea. And with Warwick City Park, great location for it in Ward 6. Questions, comments, members of the committee? Questions, comments, members of the council? Any further questions, comments, members of the public? Please come up and identify yourself for the record.
My name is Richard Langseth. I live at Budlong Farm in Warwick. And I just want to remind everybody that this reason for the city park is because Henry Budlong donated Budlong Farm to the state as a state park, and then 150 campers got together and raised the money to donate land for part of City Park. So we need to recognize the fact that there were trustees and donors in the past. We want to make sure that public use of the city property always goes back to the donation of Mr. Budlong, who also donated the library over here. I just wanted to remind you of all of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. Any further questions, comments, members of the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Do we have a second? Seconded by Councilman Kirby. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. There being no further business of this committee, the committee adjourns at 6:31 p.m.
That concludes committees. Next up is the full council meeting, which can begin at this time.
All right, council will convene at 6:31 p.m. The clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy.
Here.
Mr. DeLuise.
Here.
Mr. Foley.
Here.
Mr. Gephardt.
Here.
Mr. Kirby. Mr. Kirby.
Here.
Mr. Lattisa.
Here.
Mr. Muto.
Here.
Mr. Napa.
Here.
Mr. Ricks.
Here.
Nine present.
Councilman Lattisa, please lead us in the salute to the flag.
Or the ramparts.
First up, we have general communications. So announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. Does anyone have anything for general communications? Seeing none, on to executive communications. There are none. Acceptance of minutes from the council meeting held on June 2nd, 2025. Does anyone have any objection to accepting said minutes? Seeing none, said minutes are accepted. And then next we have public comment, rule 41, after general communications and prior to the consent calendar at the last regularly scheduled meeting of the city council each month, there shall be a period of time not to exceed 30 minutes during which citizens may comment about Warwick city government issues subject to the following stipulations. The total period of time for public comment shall not exceed 30 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many citizens as possible to participate. Each citizen signed up and present shall have not to exceed 5 minutes to speak, provided, however, that if more than six citizens are signed up and present, the 30 minutes will be split evenly amongst speakers. Time shall not be transferable amongst speakers. The topics for comment shall be issues directly affecting city government. City council members will not respond to questions during the public comment period. The public comment session will terminate at the expiration of the earlier of all speakers concluding their allotted time or 30 minutes. Waiver of this provision requires a unanimous vote of the council. So first up is Richard Langseth. I can.
Richard Langseth, Budlong Farm. On Thursday, I asked an APRA request of the city of Warwick. Commander Jabro made a motion to request the city adopt a formal opinion on whether Buttonwoods Avenue is a public highway and right of way to the water, seconded by Scott and Olivia, approved unanimously. My request was documents to and from the mayor's office and the planning department regarding this motion. That was made in March, okay? Now, I also asked for documents to and from the mayor's office and the city solicitor requesting and scheduling that formal opinion. In other words, 3 months ago, Commander Jarbo, in his wisdom, thought that the city should figure out whether Buttonwoods Avenue is public or private. Okay. I also asked for the opinion. I got a response today from the city clerk, and the response is the minutes of the meeting in March. Understand that these are federal funds we're dealing with here. The harbor management plan is a very important process. The Harbor Management Commission in Warwick is one of the most important agencies that we have. Commander Jarbo gives his time from his job at the EPA to enhance our harbors and access to them. And what I got today was a big, you know what? What is going on here? Federal funds are at stake. Now, what's going to happen now is we're going to go to the Sea Grant program, okay? This is all funded by the Sea Grant. We're going to go to the Sea Grant program. They have a lawyer who used to be a senior staff member for Senator Whitehouse, okay? She sits over there now at the Roger Williams Law School, coming from Maine, where she studied the same kinds of things that I'm talking about here. Now, is she going to respond? I would think that the city planning department would make an effort to work with me to go to her to get her to write the opinion. Obviously, the mayor does not want to use his solicitor, nor do I want him to. The city solicitor 20 years ago totally botched this. The city is extremely compromised when it comes to the Buttonwoods Fire District. They don't even want to know that it exists. They want to think that because they don't fund the roads, the roads are private. That is just total BS. And I wish that I don't understand why the city council can't disengage itself from this 50 years of argument about private Buttonwoods. It is clearly not private. We're going to have a summary judgment hearing before the CRMC in July, and I'm confident that the CRMC will adopt my position that it is a public highway. City planning knows this. They're well aware of everything. The Buttonwoods Fire District knows it. I keep them totally in the loop. The Buttonwood Beach Association knows it. They have a lawyer who's going against me. Good luck. So why can't we put our adult pants on and deal with this in an adult way rather than screwing around, sending me answers that are just the minutes of the meeting that happened over 3 months ago? I really don't get it. And I'll tell you something, I am more heated over this than anything that has happened in the city of Warwick in the last 50 years. This is just awful. And I bring my tribal experience, I bring my government experience. To me, when an admiral, when a captain, when a commander does something, I listen. Thank you.
Next up is James Perry.
Hi, good evening. My name is Jim Perry. I live at 48 Fairfield Court in Warwick. I'm here. It's actually my first city council meeting. I've lived in the city for 23 years. I've never had any issues with any of the city services, from police, fire, anything. We had a rainy season. I have a drain in front of my house that absolutely does not drain right. And when the cars come by, they splash it, and it's a road in my lawn. I pay a lot of money. I have it professionally fertilized every year, landscaped every week. I keep my property up. Like I said, 23 years, never been here, but I had to come here tonight. I reached out to the highway department over 3 weeks ago, left my name and number. Nobody calls you back. They didn't fix it. They don't call you. I spoke to Betty in the mayor's office a week ago. She was calling. Nobody called me. I spoke to Sue in the mayor's office today. Nobody's called, nothing. So that's why I'm here. I live in Ward 4, so I'm looking for some help with it. This is going on a month now. I'm not asking for much. Check the drain, clean it, put some stone, fix it. I'm just tired of my yard getting ruined. It's not right. I pay my taxes. My taxes are going up a lot in July. I just want services like I get from the rest of the city. But highway, I don't know what it is with the highway department. They're horrible. They're horrible. It takes 2 seconds to call me back and go over the matter, and that's all I'm asking, but I can't get it. So that's why I'm here. It's right, not right. Like I said, 23 years, never been here once. Here I am. So I just hope somebody can look into this matter for me. It baffles my mind that nobody can reach out to a taxpayer. And thank you.
Rob Cody.
Rob Cody, Ward 7. I got a couple comments. First, in May of 2019, after I exposed the fire department unused sick pay scheme, Mayor Solomon stopped the fire department scheme where the members absconded hundreds of thousands of dollars from the taxpayers. I came before this body in May of 2019, and I told you that we would see an immediate spike in overtime as the members of the department would then engage in a revolving sick out to make up for the monies that they stole during the unused sick pay scheme. That, in fact, is exactly what happened, and all the documents show exactly that. Immediately, the sick time went from $1.7 million annually to $6 million, and now is leveled off at approximately $4.6 million. Now I'm here, I'm going to tell you about the next scheme that is planned, and you can count on this happening. If the no tax on tips and overtime bill is passed by Congress, we're going to see another massive increase in sick time and in overtime, and here's why. Here's what's going to happen. And I can tell you it's already being orchestrated. According to the last documents I got from my APRA request, the department had banked 22,845 unused sick days, which amounted to about $12.6 million. Presently, upon retirement in the banking of 140 sick days, members get to pay out at 75% of the unused time in a lump sum. If this bill passes, you will see what the members will do. They'll begin to drain down their unused sick pay bank. And instead of getting paid 75% of the value, they'll be paid at 100% of the value. And upon each sick day that's taken, another member of the department will come in at overtime, which if this bill passes, will now be tax-free. That is the incentive to once again concoct a scheme to steal from the taxpayers. It will happen because the department knows that no one has held them accountable for ripping us off in the past, and this administration to date has taken no steps to curb this activity of these sick revolving sick outs. Secondly, at the last public comment period during the budget hearings, Mr. Sinapi stated to Mr. Cook that if he repeats anything that anyone else is in the public has said, or if he is redundant, that he will interrupt him from speaking. He further went on to state, and I quote, "I run the meeting and I will decide what I feel is redundant or repetitive." Mr. Sinapi, not only do you not have the authority to make that statement or invoke such actions, but that was a direct threat to Mr. Cook's First Amendment rights. No council rule allows you to do any such thing. Frankly, I am alarmed over your comment and also of the fact that you were instrumental. In fact, one could actually say that you were the architect to change the council rules, to institute rules to limit the public time and speaking. I find that ironic since, in fact, you sued the Rhode Island Bar Association demanding extra time in a private room to take your bar exam. It would appear that you have a double standard.
Your finally, comments have to pertain to city business. My litigation practices outside this walls are not city business.
Finally,
please continue.
I'm glad you interrupted me. Finally, to my councilman from Ward 7, in 20 years, Ward 7 has had three council members, Donovan, Usla, and McAllister. Over that 20-year period, those council members never asked one question or objected to any expenditure that came before this council. Not one question. Their silence was deafening when it came to looking out for the taxpayers' dollars. My advice to you is this. Your constituents will know that you understand the topic, the expenditures, the contracts, and the budgets, and the impact to the taxpayer if you are vocal about these matters. If you sit silent like those council members before you, we will not only know if you truly understand the matters or if you are just going along to get along. I hope that you do your due diligence to put the appropriate amount of time into these matters. And if there is something that you don't understand, please be vocal and ask questions. There will be several people that will come to your aid. That's why you were elected, to make an argument on behalf of the taxpayers. Thank you.
All right, that concludes Rule 41 public comment. Next, we have the consent calendar, PCR 76-25, resolution relative to bids. This is Finance, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 76-25.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion regarding the, well, actually, Councilman Lattiser.
I'm sorry?
Back to you.
I can't hear you.
Review the items that are still on the consent calendar.
Sure. Okay. So you want me to do the consent calendar first? Okay. This is what I do. So we'll start with the PCRs.
It's a waste of time.
Is this any different than we've always done?
Okay. No.
So we're going to start with the bids. Item number one, 2026-070, found on page one. Item 2026-063, Munis Support and Licensing. Item three, 2026-36 Alpha, Medical Supplies. Item four, 2026-077, Engineering Services. Item five, HVAC Services. Item number seven, sorry, skip. Item number eight, 2026-049, Repair and Rebuild Hydraulic Cylinders. Number nine, 2026-076, Municipal Court. Number 10, 2026-062, Contract Services. Number 12, 2026-075, probate court advertising. 13, 2026-074, city clerk. Item 14, 2025-074, multi-gas detection. Item number 15, 2026-071, service and maintenance of striker equipment. Item 16, 2026-036, Bravo, medical supplies and medication. 2026-078, Warwick Police Youth Leadership Camp. Item number 18, 2026-066, Celebrite. Number 2025-483, purchase two solar speed signs. Number 2026-067, marine boat diesel fuel. Item number 21, 2026-073, codification of city council ordinance. 22, number 2025-274, exterior building improvements. Number 23, 2025, purchase two life packs. Number 24, 2025-506, material testing. 25, number 2026-072, stenographer services. Number 26, item 2023-242, State of Rhode Island office supplies. And that completes it.
So it's moved and seconded. Are there any questions on the consent calendar? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Getbach?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
All right, Councilman Lattiser, any items removed from the consent calendar?
Yes, we have item number 6, 2026-061, computer hardware, and it now becomes PCR 77-25 with an amendment.
All right, anyone want to move the amendment for discussion?
I move favorable action on the amendment to add a vendor, the name being B as in Bravo, H is in Hotel, Photo-Video Incorporated.
Is there a second? Seconded by Councilman Muto. Any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll on the amendment.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Getbach?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Move favorable action on PCR 77-25 as amended.
Second. Seconded by Councilman Muto. Any discussion? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Getbach?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
The solicitor stole my agenda.
The next item is item number 7, 2020-001, has now become PCR 78-25.
All right, for action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 78-25.
Seconded by Councilman Muto. Any questions or comments? My understanding is that this was pulled off so someone could recuse. So clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Getbach?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Recuse.
Next item is number 11, 2026-060, police detail. And there is an amendment, and it has become PCR 79-25. And I will move the amendment to increase the spending authority from $29,650 to $30,000.
Second. Seconded by Councilman Muto. Are there any questions regarding the amendment? If not, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Mr. Nappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muno?
Yes.
Mr. Nappa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
I guess.
Move favorable action as amended on PCR 79-25.
Seconded by Councilor Muno. Are there any questions? If not, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Nappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muno?
Yes.
Mr. Nappa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
I guess.
All right, that brings us to unfinished business, PCO 14-25, an ordinance amending Section 2-16 of the Code of Ordinances to codify the City of Warwick's tax classification plan in RIGL 44-5-67.1 through 44-5-67.2. This is second passage for action ordinance.
Committee recommended favorable passage on the second passage.
So for action, Councilman Napa.
And move favorable action.
Motion made by Councilman Napa, seconded by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments? Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. As I have in the past, I will be supporting this item, and particularly because this is something that will have to come back to the City Council for action before it can be implemented. Thank you.
Any further questions or comments? All right. If there's no further questions or comments, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
No.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muno?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Next is PCO 6-25, an ordinance to prohibit through trucking on Orchard Ave. The request is to hold this till August 18th. Is there any objection thereto? Seeing none, it is so held. Next is PCR 16-25, resolution amending the rules of the Warwick City Council for the 2025-2026 term. The request is to hold this till July 7th. Is there any objection thereto? Seeing none, so held. Next is PCR 75-25-2023-154, work boots. This is finance, Councilman Lattiser.
Committee recommends favorable action with an amendment.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action with the following amendment.
I think the solicitor's about to tell you, you gotta move
sure.
The amendment first.
Go ahead.
The amendment was to reduce the amount from $59,770 to become $48,142.
Correct.
All right, so you're...
That's a motion.
Seconded by Councilman Muto. Any questions or comments on the amendment? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Snappy?
Yes.
DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
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 Move favorable action on PCR 75-25 as amended.
Seconded by Councilman Muto. Any questions? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Yes.
Gephardt?
Yes.
Kirby?
Yes.
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 All right, next, new business, PCO 15-25, an ordinance providing that employee contributions to the OPEB trust reduce the city's required contribution. This will be first passage, finance.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCO 15-25.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCO 15-25, first passage.
And I saw the second from Councilman Muto. Are there any questions or comments? Councilman Ricks.
I'll try to say briefly, I think it's very important that we stick with the plan set forth by GRS Retirement Consultants. I see this particular amendment as consistent with that plan. I would be hesitant about any deviations from that plan unless we are highly confident that it's not going to jeopardize the city's long-term future. For those reasons, I'm comfortable voting yes on this particular ordinance. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Cincinnati.
Yes.
DeLuise.
Yes.
Foley.
Yes.
Gephardt.
Yes.
Kirby.
Yes. Lattisa.
Yes.
Udo.
Yes.
Sinatra.
Yes.
Sturridge.
Yes.
And lastly, PCR 35-25, resolution supporting the establishment of a Rhode Island War Dog and Police Canine Memorial at Warwick City Park. Public properties.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Muto?
Yes.
Sounds like a motion for favorable action.
Second.
Second it. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Cincinnati.
Yes.
DeLuise.
Yes.
Foley.
Yes.
Gephardt.
Yes.
Kirby.
Yes.
Lattisa.
Yes.
Udo.
Yes.
Sinatra.
Yes.
Sturridge.
Yes.
All right. Does anyone have anything for unanimous consent? Is that a yes?
Mr. President, this isn't unanimous consent, but I think I need to make a correction on a recent comment. I believe that I had PCO 14-25 confused with a different item regarding taxes. This item, I do not believe, contains any provisions that it comes before the City Council for vote. Council Solicitor, is that correct?
This is PCO 1425.
Correct.
Cleans up our ordinances to align with the statute that is pending before the governor right now to align those things together.
Right.
So there would be no further action.
I had a different item in my mind. Thank you.
Do you wish to alter your vote or anything like that?
No. My vote will stay, just to make that clarification.
Understood. All right. Is there anything for unanimous consent? All right, seeing none, does anyone want to move us to the docket session? Councilman Foley? Seconded by Councilman Napa. Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, docketing session, Ward 1. Ward 2. Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
Pass.
Ward 6. Ward 7.
Pass.
Ward 9.
Pass.
All right, and I just have one resolution in regards to the Caracuzo claim. Public safety? All right. We stand adjourned at 7:01 p.m. Wow. And thanks to Councilman Sal, we were able, Councilman DeLuise, we were able to actually meet and finish by 7:02. Look at that.
Billy, I was thinking of the one that we sent to the General Assembly.